Majmo on the day of Tzoruvim.
The question was, one of his friends of the Gavir, the person whose house it was, realized what happened, and he realized this person was very much ashamed. So he went during the year to him, he said, look, I hope you're done, I'm asking you back. I want to ask you, are you Moichel, this person, what he did to you on Purim? But he said, yes, he is. That's what happened. The question was, is that good enough? Does that help for the person? He didn't go himself. Someone went on his behalf to ask for Mechila. Does that help or not? That was the question. Right? The main question is, does a chelik of tshuva mean that when you go to do tshuva, you have to go to the person yourself? Or can you do it via someone else? No, there's no shliach. He didn't even ask him. That's the funny thing, actually. Yes, quite right. Wasn't even a shliach. It's not a shliach. Right? What? It wasn't a shliach. He didn't ask him to go to hear the person. The person just went. He didn't ask him to go on my behalf. But the person just went on his behalf and asked for mechila. The question is now, and he told him, and he went back to the career or whatever, he told him, I've asked mechila, the person working with you, is that good enough? That was the question. All right, that's what we're going to discuss about. Let's start from the beginning. That's our lock in Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reish Vav. Is there? See, Tov Reish Vav. Aveir Shemin On Lachaveir. Any aveir between a person and his friend. Ein Yom Kippur Machapa. Yom Kippur is not Machapa. Archi Faisen till he appeases him. He has to actually ask him for Machira. I feel like each other with Vorim. Even if you're really upset with words, you shepherd him, you said something which upset him. You have to advise him. If any of his fires, Bishop, he doesn't get a piece straight away. You have to go two or three times. That's what you have to do. So you have to go a few times to ask for Mechila. But this is talking about that a person's going himself to ask for Mechila for the person. That's what's happening, yeah? That is the case over here. This halacha actually applies the whole year round, actually. That means if you upset someone during the year, in the middle of Hanukkah, really the halacha is that you're supposed to ask straight away for mechila, for forgiveness. But if a person didn't, whatever reason it was, because he feels not so convenient, not so, you know, and he pushes it off, okay, we let him. When it comes to Erev Kippur, there's a chiyuv, Mishmur says, to ask. Here's what Mishmur says: Al pishagam b'shayim moshe shalom mechila fayis tefni shapasha penekdei. Read the whole year round. You have to appease someone if you upset him. If he's busy, who mumpin lepaiser adiomache, he can wait. He doesn't do it straight away. On Erev Yom Kippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur, mechuyev lesakan akoy, one's obligated to rectify everything. Kadesh yatzar mikol avaynos, in order to be matar from his avayos, because the same is written in the pasuk, ki vayom hazeh yichape aleichem lechol katoy seichem. Hashem Baruch Hu is matar you. So you have to go on. What do you call it? On Erev Yom Kippur. That's a chiyuv. A chiyuv to go on Erev Yom Kippur through Mechapa. Also, the Sotan Shulman of Makatrug, and therefore, that's what's in there. Mishnah points out quite clearly, you should go to be Mephiasim, says the Mishnah Berurah, but Nochoin Sheyelech Ba'atzmeilov. It's correct to go yourself. It looks like, according to all opinions, the best thing is to go oneself to ask for Mechila. That is the thing. But you shouldn't do it through an intermediary. Ideally, you should go yourself to ask for Mechila. But Mishmur says, if Koshal of Lelech Ma'azbetel, it's hard for him to go himself. Oh, she is a Korah Pierce, I'm sorry, but you know it might be accepted easily by someone else, then you can use an intermediary. But ideally, you're asking here, though. Here you're asking for Mechila, yeah? No, in my case, the friend wasn't a shliach. But here's clearly talking about he asked him as a shliach to go. That's why he asked him to go. And that's what Mr. Lewis says. The ideal is you should ask. I've talked to a lot of people this week. The thing is, people do get upset. And one has to realize this. It's very important to ask for mechila. I was just in the mikvah a few weeks ago, it's very interesting what he says. Someone phoned a rebbe of a moshav, said a boy phoned him up. He said, I just want to ask you, 7 years ago you taught me. And you had sweets in your cupboard. I took those sweets. I took some of them when I shouldn't have done. Are you moichel me? He says, that was, yeah, it's moichel. But the thing is, it doesn't make a difference how long it is. If someone's done an aveir, someone he has to ask for mechila. That's what happens. It can take a long time afterwards. Actually, it brings an interesting story over here from what's his name, from Yashiv. Very interesting story here. I can't find this. So this is a Talmud who wrote a story with Rabbi Yashu. Talmud was writing down what happened with him and Rabbi Yashu. So he says, there was a story, he says, Meister HaYakachar, Eitz Mishpach Chassidus, Achaz, there was a certain group of Chassidim, HaYayim Rigmo Shidduch B'Shalat HaMasach, that was meant to have a Shidduch, or one particular family was meant to be, have a Shidduch. The last minute, before they were going with the Shidduch, Noidel HaChosn, the Chosn found out, Shepam Pogah Mechutin Barav, that the Mechutin, his future father-in-law, was Pogah and covered with Rabbi Yashuv. Interesting. So he was thinking about what to do. So he went along. So the chosn didn't want to finish the shidduch. He wasn't happy with his thing. So he went along to his rebbe. He didn't say who it was. He went to his rebbe, and he asked his rebbe what he should do. So the rebbe, the admiral, said to him that before you go in the shidduch, you have to get mechila from a yashiv. So the mechotan understood this. So he told this person here, who was a shia, he told the mechotan. The mechotan told this person, "Do you mind to ask for a yashiv on behalf of me for mechila?" So he says that I was a shliach. I said, I can't sit back. The shidduch going on here is supposed to be going on. I'm not going to make the shidduch delay. I'm going to go straight along from Yashu to ask him what happened. So I went. So I went to the Rabbi Yashu, extended the rock, and I told him the whole story. And I told him also what their admiral had said, that the shidduch shouldn't carry on unless Rabbi Yashu is moichel. And he said, what happened? So Rabbi Yashu said to him, Yashiv asked him, who is the person who upset me? He asked him for the name. He asked him, who is the person who upset me? So I told him the name. And then the Rav said, Mochli. It's Mochli. Mochli, it's finished. It's Mechila. This adds over here. So I said to them, I said to the Rav, do you have to say it three times? Mochli, Mochli. He said, no, once is enough. But the Rav says, interesting, Rabbi Yashiv wanted to know who it was. The standard of the law is, if you want to be Michael someone who's done something wrong, you know who he is. If I don't know what the person's done,
say that. Say anyone who hurts us, we're Michael.
Yeah, you don't know who it is. We'll come to that. That's a good point. Yeah, we'll come to that. Yeah. But here, the Sichel looks like it's better to go to the person himself and ask the person for Mechila. That's what it looks like over here. Yeah? It's better to go to the person himself and ask the person for Mechila. And we said, if you can't do that yourself, you can get a shliach or someone else to do it. But ideally, one should be going oneself to get a mechila. Okay, so now, let's come to our question now. I thought the question actually by a non-Jew also. If you upset a non-Jew, pastor, you also have to ask for a mechila. It's not by non-Lachavere, but the maestro could be a chil Hashem, so you have to know what's going on. That's a good point. If someone upsets someone, doesn't mean yid or not yid, chayra, you have to ask mechila for that person. That's what he says. Now, our question is, let's say, for example, in my story that I started off with tonight. So now, this Gevir, who had his Purim Sukkah, knows that the Mashulach was Moichel. So now, does he have to go and ask him? I have a question. This is a different story.
What's the question again?
The question was that story there where someone was very nice on behalf of the Gevir. He went up to the Mashulach who was embarrassed and asked him. He didn't. It wasn't made a shliach by the Gevir, but he just said, "Can you be Merkel the Gevir?" So the Gevir never said anything. This person who had the Suda never asked for Mechila. But this person who was right.
Do you have to ask
this
other person to be Merkel?
Oh, that's a shame. That is my Mishasaira. Is it enough? That's what. So if you know this, for example, is it enough that Yen is Moichel? Or do you have to ask the person? So Simcha says in Tfilah Zakah, and not only in Tfilah Zakah, a lot of people before they go to sleep every night, before I'm Mapil, they say, Harini Moichel. Is that enough? The question is, though, that first of all, I think many possibly say that Harini Moichel before I'm Mapil is nothing. Most people don't think what they say. They don't mean it. It's part of the rote. It's a rota. You don't really. I mean, someone just said to me today. No, it's an important point. Is what you're saying. It's a very important point. But the meister, the person zicha has to mean the mechila. That means that whatever you're doing, the person. Even if I got to the person myself, for example, and asked, "Are you mechila before you did?" He says, "Yes," but I know he doesn't really mean it. Which can happen sometimes. Yeah, it means that you've done an avodah with someone. You know, you've upset someone. So he was telling me, someone was telling me, he knows it's very, very hard sometimes. One has to realize this, that it's very hard. Sometimes you cause a big pegum to this person. You embarrass him, you spread a bad name about a person. It's very hard for him to say, I'm working you. It's not realistic. But one has to try. One has to try. That's what one has to do. I must tell you, I went to two innings. Many years ago, I was teaching somewhere. Very interesting what happened, actually. So I was teaching about some Hilchas Mechinas, and the class said to me that they've upset one of the teachers, actually, in school. One of the schools, and the teacher's not mochel them. I said, have you tried? They said, I've been to the person before, and they've asked for Mechila, and the teacher will not be mochel. So I said, you know what, why don't you try again now? Take a box of chocolate, or take something with you, and ask the person to be mochel. I said, yeah, that's very nice, I said, I'll do it. Anyway, I came back on Monday, it was on Thursday, so I came back on Monday, they said they went. I said, no. Sorry, the teacher said, no, I'm not mochel. Now, I just asked them, by the way, what they did. It was quite a bad thing. I'm saying, it's not easy. The teacher felt that realistically they could not be mochel. Rather, it's a madriga to be mochel. I'm not shy about that. It's definitely the right thing to do to be mochel. I'm saying, it sounds very, very hard. Now, the question is, what do these people do? So, the Shulchan Aruch says that once you come three times to try, then you're not mochel to do more. What exactly happens afterwards is a good story. I saw a fat once, I said, Rocky, he told me a good shot. I asked him, how's it help? Was it help after three times? My story, the end is not me mochel you. He told me, I don't know what he said to me, I have to look at my notes so I can find it anyway. He said to me, the mindset is okay. But, you have to realize, it's not the shmat, the whole thing's not the shmat, and the mindset, it's not so posh what's going on. So, this question here of whether you have to go yourself, or you have to ask yourself, or it's enough, just for example, to know that he's moichel, is a big question. Some achronim hold that as long as you know the person is moichel, I mean, let's say in our case over here, that story on Purim, we know he was Michael. That's good enough, and you don't have to do more. Others hold that a chedik of the kapora is that you go yourself. So, it depends, this question. I'm just saying, avada me'ika hadin, it probably works.
He actually didn't do it himself, did he?
What?
The story there.
Yeah, but the person wanted to ask him to ask himself. First of all, Rashi didn't say it's Michael, because it's a bit of a different story.
He
did only after you asked him. But we're talking about a story.
If he didn't even know.
He didn't know, Rabbi. Yeah, that's a big story. Let's say you don't know. I mean, someone told me today. That's an interesting story of Moshe Feinstein. It's a very famous story, but it's also different. The story of Moshe Feinstein. There were two people having a din Torah, Reuben and Shimon. And the Meister, at the end of the day, Reuben lost the case. Reuben had to pay money to Shimon, so he paid. So Moshe said to Reuben, after you paid out, he says, don't forget to say to Shimon that you're moichel him. Moichel. If, whatever it is, you're moichel for anything that's happened. He said, look, there was a din Torah here, and you, that's what you're passing on anyway. He said, no. He brought Rabbeinu Bachai, very interesting Rabbeinu Bachai, very, very scary actually. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayechi, Rabbeinu Bachai says, let's talk about the Machilas Yosef. So at the end of the parsha, it says, "Vayeif Yosef v'remeid." The brother said, "The mice, I could have spoken. You know, please forgive us for everything." They said, "Take us yeskila over b'kerei." Achim bitshu menu mechila. The brothers asked Yosef for mechila in the pasuk, but lo bia kosu shemocha lehem. But he did not say clearly in the pasuk that Yosef mochel you. Says Rabbeinu Machak, Rabbi Elazar, shekol mishachot chaver v'asot tshuva. Someone didn't obey his friend, didn't ask tshuva, didn't do tshuva. Ain't nimchal olim atshuva says chaver. You have to advise your friend. Api sheiska kosva yinochem oisam aydav aylim. When he spoke to them and he was comforting them, nearer was Eshay them ritzum Yosef. It looks like Yosef was appeased. Mikol makom lerein sheiaska kosva mechile by Yosef. We don't see that Yosef are moichel. V'lo sheyeder lehem sheyisav pishon katzolim. I'm going to forgive you for your avera. In Cain, Meistu Ba'onsham below Mechilas Yosef. They died without getting Mechilas from Yosef. Frightening thing. Yeshli is Kapa Avon Rat Mechilas. You can't get Kapa without saying you're forgiven. Al Cain, Hutzah Chayin, the Yosef Kamos, Chosm, Help Chayin, Achaz Man, Behenim, Asura Harugim Malchus. That's why the Asura Harugim Malchus came as a Kapora later. Frightening. So Moshe said that even though you're paying off and you had with the interior, but I'd like to say that you're Moichel. It's an interesting thing. That means the person should say clearly that he's moichel the person. So again, coming back to our shayla now over here. So what you're supposed to do in this case over here, what's supposed to happen? So again, ideally one should zicha ask the person for mechila. The only time you don't have to go to the person yourself, I think we spoke about this once in the past, is when it's going to be embarrassing. So the first one is embarrassing for the person, let's say, and embarrassing for you. So about a little bit of embarrassment is a part of the kapara, and that's what you should do. If you realize it's not a good idea, sometimes it's better to do an intermediary, posh it, more practical. You're going to get much more chance of a mechila. Someone who knows him well, might be able to convince him to do a moichel. So if that's the case, it's posh it. In svara, it makes more sense to do it by someone else. But if you're asking for the ideal is that the person goes himself, the person he upset, and ask the person for mechila. And it's best that the person says clearly, I am moichel.
That he says I'm moichel, and he walks away and says, you know what, it really, really hurt me. I'm really moichel. He's very sad moichel. Is that a mechila?
Mechila has to be proper. It has to be.
He said it.
Ask the chaznish. Why? Someone goes to someone and asks them, I'm a moichel. The guy said, I'm moichel. But you know in his heart, it's not really moichel.
Yeah.
So it ties to Dvorim Shabbalim. Ainam Dvorim. It doesn't work with Shura. In Shura, it has to be the person who really means it. If the person doesn't really mean it, I don't know in your case, if you really meant it at the time.
After thinking, you know what, really hurt me, can't really forgive it.
Okay, that's an interesting shah, I don't know. If the shah's maisi was moichel, I don't know. And then afterwards he thinks has second thoughts about it, I don't know. Actually, you've done what you're supposed to do. Someone just showed me, actually, Rabbeinu Yonah, actually. Sometimes the person tries to ask mechilah from someone, and the different sibs it doesn't work. Let's say, for example, someone stole a lot of money off someone. The maisi wants to pay back the person, but he hasn't got money to pay back. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, interesting, that the maisi, Rabbeinu Yonah says that person should do whatever effort he can, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will help him to try and sort it out. So you can only do what you can do. That's what you have to do. Maisi, more than that, you can't do. But it's important to realize this, that one should do whatever one can do. So in this case over here, coming back to the story of the Gevir on Purim, that story, the Chaira, that's what it says on this pamphlet. The Maisa, he got Tshuva. Because at the end of the day, Yenna was Moichel. Whether it's the best way of doing it, that could be not. Really, the Gevir should go himself and go out. Now, Simba's asking, what about Tfilah Zakah? It's true. In the Tfilah Zakah, you do say that you're Moichel everyone. But the thing is, you have to realize, if it's a big avl that's been done to someone, does he really mean it? That's the thing.
Yes, my second question. My other question.
What?
Does he really mean it?
I'll tell you the truth. Let's say about over here, amongst people over here, let's say in the shields like that. It's also very interesting. So there, most people, you might have upset someone, you might have said something. Let's say maybe someone asked a question, I made a bit of fun of the question, right? So you're upset about the time, you have to ask them here. That Tfilah Zakah helps for. There's not a major, major thing going on. So therefore, Mistoma Tfilah Zakah, Mistoma helps. But when it comes to something which is major, you know you upset the person quite badly, then that's much worse. I don't know if Tfilah Zakah would help for that. I don't know if he really means it. I'm just wondering from the story. He said over here, the one from my uncle, the story. So, Rabbi Yashiv, very interesting, helps the Mishal. He said, someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, following Shaili, he said he had he went to Chaim, and he was arguing with him about an electric hot plate. Does an electric hot plate need to have Grufo Kutrum on it? Or for Shabbos? Do you have to have a blech on an electric hot plate? So I must be the always interesting. So he said he went to Rav Chaim, and he was Talmud Chacham. So this Talmud Chacham was convinced that you do not need a blech on a hot plate, because the mice, you can't cook on it really, and therefore you don't need. So he started arguing. He started speaking to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So Rav Chaim said to him that a plater is not called Gorov Katrum, and you need to have it. You need to have something on it. They were arguing backwards and forwards. Then he said, Avrek said to Rav Chaim, according to the Makhilim that you don't need a Gruf Ktuma, what would you say? So Rav Chaim went to the Chazan, he went to say with the Chaznish. The Chaznish says, a plater needs a Gara for cotton. Then the Avrek carried on pestering Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim told him, you know, I think maybe you should, let's end the conversation. So the person went out. He asked Rabbi Yashiv now, does he have to ask Bechina from Rabbi Chaim?
So what did Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim?
So Rabbi Chaim told him, Rabbi Yashiv, end the conversation. Now the Chacham went out. So the person now said to Shai to Rabbi Yashiv, do I have to go back to Rabbi Chaim and ask him to be mafias him? Interesting question, I say. Yeah, so he says, Rabbi Yashiv says, a chirish,
Well, Marty the Rav, she says, "Oh, I said over here, a Rav." She says, "Ain't certified on there. You're not mechuyah to ask for pius. That's only b'shak siv shenasek b'soyim zel zel. When they're arguing Torah, they become like soyim zel zel. But the ain't there sin amitis, and therefore it's not a sin amitis. It's Torah, and therefore there's no problem." Boys, I come back and see my Torah.
Let's go, sir. Let's go.
Thank you. Yeah.